Hello and welcome back to Thornvale. We have this is our first actual episode.
Yay!
Where we are actually going to be doing some actual storytelling. So
yeah.
One thing we actually didn't cover last time that I wanted to start off this episode with is we didn't actually talk about how we all knew each other. And I think that would be interesting for people to know. So I'm kind of the common denominator for everyone. I don't think any of the rest of you knew each other beforehand, right?
I knew Andrew, but that was pretty much it outside of you. So
yeah, you Wesley, you'd met Andrew.
Well,
right?
Yeah. He met me while we were dating.
Yeah, at writing club, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, yep, that was it.
So we'll start with Wesley. Wesley and I know each other through my writing club. I founded the writing club at Liberty. We all went Hannah and Wesley went to Liberty University.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, too. I'm actually wearing a Liberty shirt right now, but you can't see this because this is an audio medium.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so I founded Liberty's writing club, and Wesley came to the writing club. So that's how we knew each other.
I needed the new writing club since I was part of the previous writing club, which was mostly made up of seniors who then left. So
yeah.
It's just like, it's
so
gone.
I revived the writing club and Wesley came there. And Hannah, you were in one of my cine classes, right?
Yeah, I was thinking, weren't we in the same screenwriting class?
Was I think screenwriting? That's what it was.
Yeah.
Was that one where I got a concussion in the middle of it and had to miss a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it was.
How did I not hear about this? What the?
So I was a cinematic arts minor, and you were a cinematic arts major, right?
Yeah, I majored in cinematic arts. Mm-hmm.
So she was in one of my cine classes, our screenwriting class, which was the second one, other than 101 that I ever took.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we knew each other, and then we just kept up on Facebook.
Yep.
We have very similar likes and such.
Yes.
And then Andrew is my husband.
Yeah, so that's how I know her.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how we met on Christian Mingle, because we're dorks. But, yeah, so he actually, this is a cute story. He hadn't paid yet for the full Christian Mingle, and I sent him a message first about his Viking hat, because I liked his Viking hat, and my first message was something to the extent of, I like your hat. And then he looked at my profile and went, I've got to talk to this girl. And so he paid for the privilege to talk to me.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, wow.
That's
so
cute.
That basically covers how everybody knows everybody. I just felt like that was something we should explain to people.
Yeah.
Andrew, you and Wesley have something to add to the character creation.
Right.
Yes,
Andrew's,
so I'll give it to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I had a thought since the last podcast. And I was thinking about how when we did our history with each other, my history with Wesley's character was that he was, like, quote-unquote, kind of like a potential threat to the agency and how we wanted to, like, accomplish our mission, which is, you know, we're trying to keep Monster secret, and he's, like, a conspiracy theorist who's got this YouTube channel and is, like, talking about all these conspiracies, and we don't want him to actually, like, get onto the trail of real monsters and, like, start spreading the word to people. So my thought, though, was that it would be kind of weird if, like, I knew exactly who I was looking for, because, you know, Wesley's character is a younger kid. You know, he's not above, I forget, how old are you? You're not above 18 yet. You're like
14.
I made myself 14, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about that, and, you know, he's got this, like, kind of child genius kind of background persona going on. So I was thinking it might be interesting if his YouTube channel was just, like, kind of an audio, like, him talking over, like, pictures and or video and stuff instead of, like, actually showing his face, because that way my agency would, like, know of him, but we might have, like, falsely identified him as an older person. So I'm looking for,
especially if you actually have that low of a voice,
right? So I thought that would, like, tie into that too. Like, he's got this low voice, and, like, we don't actually know that he's a kid, so I'm looking for, like, an older person, and that'll be kind of like I won't correctly identify him early on, which I think might be narratively fun.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the voice could be, like, self-experimentation or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, yeah.
No, really, I'm really old.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
So
I thought that might be fun. That way it's not like, oh, I got to go find so-and-so. Like, it's not like I know exactly what your name is because it's, like, an online persona and everything. We just know about your YouTube channel, and we've researched where you are, but we don't know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes sense, too, because I don't think your character would let that off since you're, you know...
Oh yeah, I don't let anyone just know me all the time.
Exactly,
so.
Right. So I figured that fit in really well. I just wanted to let the viewers know, because last time we kind of made it sound like I knew who you were, and I thought it might be more interesting if I vaguely know who you are. So
yeah, which made sense to me. So that works.
Yeah, I think that works as well. So let's go ahead and get started. So last we met, you guys had just found out about some kind of monster that ate a guy in the Big Gator Swamp. That is what you guys know. Do you guys have any thoughts about that before we get into the actual story?
Do we need to do any kind of scenes, like showing how each of us individually the monster?
I just wanted to know if you guys had any like suspicions, because I'm just curious.
Oh, well, Wesley did make a joke about an alligator last time. We are talking about Big Gator Swamp.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it could be a mutant alligator. I don't know. It's something.
Yep, I'm just thinking big gator.
It could be like a false lead on her part to make us think that it's a big alligator, but
it could be a big
alligator.
Yeah. Like you think it's an alligator, and then an alien or something.
Okay, so I have to get through all of these introductions, so we're just going to go ahead and get started. We are starting out on the water on a ferry on the way to Big Gator Swamp, where a young Henry is sitting on the ferry on his way there. He's sort of got a far out look in his eyes. He's not looking thrilled to be there. He's sort of like sitting with this big old suitcase in between his legs. He's clearly coming there for quite a long distance. But right now, I want to go back a little bit farther. I want to go back to your house where you live. Where do you live before here? Did you pick a place?
My character is... Before I lived here, actually, I never did, I don't think. But
you lived somewhere other than Florida.
Yes.
I assumed you were kind of like from up north.
Yes, it would have been Northland. So let's say if I'm returning to Florida, I am literally thinking of this on the spot, but let's say New York for some reason. Let's just say New York.
Okay. So you're a New Yorker.
Well, yes, but I'm not going to attempt.
New York.
I'm not going to attempt the voice. I'm just saying that right now.
No. I don't recommend it. No offense, New Yorkers.
No. I'd just be terribly horrible and butcher the whole voice, so I'm not going to try.
But you're actually from North Carolina, so.
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay, so you're from New York. So you're sitting in your house in New York right now, and your dad sort of limps into the room. As we talked about before, he's had a really bad injury, and actually the injury is his back. He uses a walker to get around, even though he's still kind of a young guy. He's probably in his low to mid 40s. And he comes up to you and he sort of shuffles aside his walker and he sits down next to you and he says, Henry, I need to tell you something. What do you do?
All right, what is it? I bring it in. I'm kind of distracted at this point. You know, I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I've got my computer open. I'm online, and then he just comes up to interrupt. I'm in the zone here, and he comes up, and
you're in the teen zone, and he's coming to interrupt you.
Yes.
Okay. He has a very serious face on, and he says, I need to talk to you because I have found a doctor who will perform the surgery. And when he talks about the surgery, you know he's talking about a very risky back surgery that is going to take months and months to heal.
Okay, well, let's see here. Do I run a move here? Or...
No, you can just talk.
Okay, I'm just looking what certain actions might cost. Okay, so, of course, I'm understandably shook up about this because, like, as far as I know, like, the last thing I heard was that this is a permanent thing, it's not going to change. And all of a sudden he shows up to tell me it could be a real thing, and me, I, you know, we don't always get along that well, but he is still my family, and I secretly care about him, you know? I'm a teenager, so I can't openly care about people. Why would I do that?
So you're quiet for a moment, and he sort of puts his hand on your shoulder, and he says, now, I need to talk to you about this because I'm not going to be around for a few months. This surgery is going to require me to stay in the hospital, and I can't just leave you here.
And then I look at him, and I'm just like, I can tell already what he's going to say, and I'm going to hate it. And I'm just looking at him, and I'm going, please don't tell me you're going to send me where I think you're going to send me, please.
Your uncle is not that bad.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sending you to Thornvale.
Oh, boy. Go on.
I'm going to send you to your Uncle Stanley. He's gonna be taking care of you. It's only for the summer.
But I... Fine.
You're taking this much better than I thought you were going to.
It's not like I can wait around here myself. I'm not exactly age-wise. I might hate it, and I do, but...
You'll get over it. Don't worry. I know this is going to suck, but I'll call you every time I can when I'm not, you know, unconscious. But I need someone to take care of you for the summer. It's only going to be for the summer.
You say that now, don't you?
I promise. He takes your hand in his, and he doesn't have much of a grip strength because of the back injury kind of prevents him. But he holds on to it as tight as he can. And he says, I promise you, it'll only be for the summer. And now we're back on the boat, on the ferry on the way there. It's been a long, long drive. He sent you by bus from New York all the way down the coast. It's been a long bus ride, a very long, several bus rides, actually. You had to change off certain spots, hauling your big old suitcase everywhere you went. And obviously you're by yourself, so... Has your character ever gone anywhere before, like by himself? Like, has he ever been to like sleepaway camp or anything?
He's been once or twice, but that was back when he was like 10, 11, 12 years old with, you know, when both parents were around, or at least it's long enough ago now that he's still like, it's like, all right, I'm a little nervous here, but you know, I'm all of 14 years old. I can obviously take care of myself.
Is this the farthest he's ever been away? Has he ever visited his uncle before, do you think?
I don't think so. I think he may have, he's probably
met him before. He has this opinion that he doesn't like him.
Yeah, he's got memories of, you know, he's been around a few times, but it's not like the two of them have had, like, any big bonding experiences or anything. So he's sort of the distant relative that he doesn't really know that much about. And he's just like, all right, well, if nothing else, this will be interesting because I'm off to see this relative that I don't remember that well, but let's see.
Yeah, so you get your first glance of Thornvale. You're coming in sort of the south side of the two islands. And you see two large islands, one slightly larger to the west, and to the east a little bit of a smaller one with a couple of peninsulas and smaller island bits in between the two.
Oh, okay.
You are being taken to the east side docks. You see these islands are just covered in mangrove trees and a couple of palm trees. It's a very wet looking place. Like, regardless of the water, this place looks like you're going to be damp quite frequently.
Oh, joy.
So, what is Henry kind of thinking as you get up to the area?
I'm looking over and I'm seeing these docks, this whole swampish area, and I knew it was in Florida. Like, I'd heard of the place before, but I'd never seen it, and so I always thought it would be like, you know, it's obviously Florida, therefore humid, damp, you know, but then I actually see the swamp and what it looks like and how far extensive it is. And I'm just sitting here going, this is going to be so fun. I'm going to be stuck here in this town where I know literally one person, and it's going to be the most boring summer of my life because I am going to have nothing to do. I'm going to be so bored out of my head, but at least I have my computer. I can talk to my net friends. That'll help me. So it's sort of that classic, you know, you're going away to summer camp or whatever, and you're the kid that's like, I will literally be anywhere else if I possibly could at this moment.
Yeah. Okay. So, you get a text from your dad just as you're coming up, and he says, hope you made it there okay. Do you text him back?
I look at him, I look at the phone, and I just give him the thumbs up emoji, okay? Oh. That's all I do, because he already knows that I don't want to be here, but I've kind of accepted it, but it's, I really don't like being here, yeah. So that's all he's going to get for right okay. now.
So the water's a little choppy today, and here's an important question that I'm probably going to have to ask all of you at a certain point. How are you on the water?
My character, he's not like a Olympic level swimmer or anything, but he knows how he can. And as far as boats and such, he doesn't get motion sick or anything. It's just not his favorite way to travel. It's, he okay. can, yeah, he's not gonna puke over the side or anything.
Okay. So the barge or the ferry that, takes you guys in, slows down as it comes up to a dock, and the workers get off and tie it off, and then they put down the little gangplank and allow you guys to step off the ferry. And you see waiting there a sort of a big man. He's probably 4 or 5. You're pretty tall, right?
Yeah, I was. I classed
for a 14-year-old.
Yes, I classed myself around. Nearly 6 for 14.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This guy's taller than you are. Obviously, your family grows him pretty big, but he is probably like 6'3". He's quite tall. He's also like big around, but not in a fat way.
Okay,
like this guy is like, he looks like a body, not a bodybuilder, but like a pro lifter somehow.
Okay, he's muscled
he's
up.
Right. He clearly works out like quite frequently.
Okay.
And he's holding the tiniest little sign that says Henry Marlowe on it.
Okay. Then I've stepped off and I'm looking and I see this sign and I don't immediately start walking over. I'm standing there and I'm just like, I sort of wave and then I gesture to myself. It's like, me, you, me, you know, that whole thing.
he waves back, and he walks over, and he says, Henry. He's got a very gruff voice that I'm sure is going to work wonders on my throat. He says, Henry, how have you been?
Then I just look up, and I go, and I'm sorry, who's the uncle? What's his Uncle Stanley? Was that
Stanley?
It? Stanley, okay. I look up and I go, like, you're Uncle Stanley, right?
Yes, yes. It's, yeah, I haven't seen you in, ooh, gosh, since you were a little guy.
Yeah, that's been years at this point. I don't really know what's going on. It's my dad had this surgery he was going for, so he decided to send me home, and you were literally the only one he could think of, apparently.
Well, you don't have to sound so thrilled.
Well,
come on, follow me. You want me to carry that suitcase for you?
No, I got it.
All right. So he takes you down the dock, and instead of going back to the road, he keeps going down the docks to yet another boat. This is a sort of small skiff. It's like an airboat, actually. And he says, come on, let's go.
And I go, I'm like, well, where are we going? Where?
Oh, you'll see.
I really don't like the way you said that.
And from there, we are going to go to our next introduction, Agent Bjorn. I'm going to have to
actually
learn how to say that
it's,
word.
It's Agent Whiskey,
Agent
and then
Whiskey.
My cover is Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Nice.
So Bjorn was actually sitting quite near Henry on the same boat. And
I didn't see him at all.
No, actually you're actually on a you were on a car on the ferry.
Oh, right.
So,
so I was just sitting
ferry,
in my car.
So you
right,
are
okay.
in your very obvious government vehicle.
Yeah.
So you drive off the ferry off the car exit. And you get, as soon as you sort of like get on the road, you get a call from your superior.
Okay. Is it going to be Agent Alpha?
Actually, it's Agent Indigo.
Oh, well, okay, good.
It's your boss.
Okay, good.
You get a call from your boss. You know it's your boss because you have changed your phone so that it tells you.
Oh, right.
You have a specific ringtone for this guy.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So that ringtone plays, and you pick up the phone. What do you say?
Hello?
Nice.
Straight face, very, you know, nice. I'm just, hello.
Whiskey, have you made it there?
Affirmative. I don't actually, my character didn't laugh, that was just me.
I know.
I just felt the need to say that.
Okay. Yeah, don't laugh at your boss. That's how you get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Indigo says, all right, you heard about what happened, right?
Yes, I've heard, but extra details is always good.
Of course. I'm sending you to the local police department. They're on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent the coordinates to your phone. You're to go there and talk to the captain who has been assigned to work with us for the case.
All right. I'll check in immediately.
Okay. So you drive down to the local police department. It's in the center of West Thornvale Town Center, which, as we know, is where Sammy lives. But Sammy's not there right now. We'll get to her in a second. But the police department is also down there. It's also sort of like the center of most of the crime on Thornvale.
Okay.
So you pull into this sort of dilapidated looking police department.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of starting to fall down. It's one of those ugly old cinder block gray buildings.
Okay.
But the salt has started to take its toll. So you pull into one of the parking spaces and walk inside.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, there's a couple of police officers sort of milling around. It's not a very large police department.
Okay.
But you walk up to the receptionist, and she looks up at you and says, oh, hi. What can I help you for?
So real quick, I'll ask you a quick question before I answer this. But what is my cover, just out of curiosity? Like, what do they think I am?
Oh, so you are a government agent. That's what they think you are.
Right, but I mean like a specific department or just like general, like I'm a government agent that has some kind of jurisdiction here.
You are not allowed to tell like the local people, but you can tell the captain that you are working for an organization called Hunter.
Okay.
And you can tell her what that means when I get to
okay. So so I can only tell the captain that. Everyone else just thinks I'm a government agent. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
They don't know what you are, but they know you're some kind of Fed.
Right. So I just wanted to make sure I had that clear before I answer. So she just said, what can I help you with, right?
Yes.
I'm here to speak with the captain.
Okay. Let me take you in the back. So she takes you into the back. The second to last office, you see one sign that says chief and one smaller room that says captain.
Okay.
And it says Captain Jolene Holland on the door. And she knocks on the door and says, Jolene, we got someone to see you. So do you go through?
Yes.
Okay. So you walk in and you see a sort of middle-aged woman. She's probably in her 40s. She has long brown hair that's sort of tied back right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks up when you come in and has sort of an annoyed, the best expression I can explain it is annoyed. So she looks up and sees you with this annoyed expression and says, I heard you were coming.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure you were told by your superiors from my superiors that I'd be here.
Yeah. Well, see, I was told you were coming, but I wasn't told why you were here.
I'm here to look into that incident that you had over in Big Gator Swamp.
Oh, you mean the Williams murder?
Yeah.
Or
yes,
killing?
Yes.
I guess it wasn't a murder as far as I can tell.
Well, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here to find out.
Right. And you're with who exactly?
All you need to know is that I'm with Hunter.
Hunter. I've never, what does that even mean? I've never even heard of that.
That's just, you don't have the need to know for that. Just
uh-huh.
Know that this is my specialty.
Right. Okay. She pulls out a folder and slides it across the table to you And it has all the information you need to know on Larry Williams and his wife, Diane.
I do the whole, like, you know, pick it up with one hand, slide it over, open it up, start looking through the files.
Okay. You see an older gentleman in his 50s, balding.
Mm-hmm.
This is Larry. And there's a note on the file that says, presumed dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flip a page over and, you see a woman who is a little prettier than you would have guessed this kind of guy probably could have gone for.
Mm-hmm.
She has sort of graying hair starting to anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, like I said, she's prettier than you would have expected.
Okay.
She has a little note on her file that says person of interest, and it has her address on the bottom of it.
Okay.
So Jolene says, well, if you're investigating that incident, then I guess the most I can say is it must have been just a gator, I guess. We have gators in the swamp, but Diane says it was something more, but okay.
So you've questioned her already then.
I have, yeah. If you want to go question her, you can.
I think I'll do just that.
As far as I know, it was a gator. I mean, that's what she says, basically, but I don't know. She's convinced there's some monster out there. I'm not exactly convinced about any such thing.
I'm sure you're right. I mean, you know, it's probably just a gator, but as I said, this is my specialty. I'll give her a... I'll go call in on her and see.
Right, what does Hunter do exactly?
We investigate mysterious incidences such as this just to...
Gator attacks?
We look into unsolved mysteries. That's essentially it.
I see. Well, you're welcome to go look into whatever this is. It's... As far as I'm concerned, this is less a problem for the police and more for animal control, but whatever. If the federal government wants to waste their time looking at alligator attacks, then more power to you. And with that, you sense you've been dismissed.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Susanna here to introduce you to this week's pod partners. Like I said in the last episode, if you absolutely cannot stand ads in your RPG podcast, then feel free to skip to... 29 minutes and 53 seconds. But if you can spare some time, these people were willing to help us out with the launch of the podcast, so we really hope you'll check them out. If you enjoy video games or technology, check out Technic online. They have exclusive interviews with up-and-coming developers and editorials on technology and internet culture. You can check them out at www.medium.com/technic. That's TEKNIK, Technic. Samuel N. Harris is a blogger and aspiring author. Currently, he is publishing creative fiction excerpts from Fractured Heroes, a superhero novel in progress with compelling characters and witty prose, as well as thoughtful opinion pieces on the intersection of politics and religion. You can find his blog at sirolumus.wordpress.com, which is just Samuel Harris, spelled backwards, by the way, or like his Facebook page by searching for Samuel N. Harris. Back to the show. With that, we are going to move on to Sammy. Now, Sammy, you and your friend, whose name I have already forgotten.
Elise.
Yeah. You and your best friend, Elise, are exploring the ruins of an old Spanish fort. It's called Fort Lagarto.
Ooh.
You guys are sort of wandering around. There's like keep out signs everywhere.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. It bothers Elise a little bit. Elise sort of like grabs your shoulder and says, I was down for this before, but now that we got here, I mean, I don't really know. I don't know if we should be here.
I mean, we probably shouldn't, but would it be fun if we weren't allowed?
You and I have different definitions of fun, Sammy.
I know, but you trust me. I mean, we've grown up together. Come on, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine.
Okay, fine. So where are you going to go in this old Spanish fort?
Probably
there's
look
sort
around.
Of a big like open fort area ahead of you. You guys are sort of on the bottom where there's like some crumbly bits.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of goes up to a hill on this area. So where are you going?
I'm probably gonna look to see if there's any like doors or something and see if there's like an inside area.
Okay. So you guys sort of crawl up the sort of crumbly bits up the hill to the fort. And again, there's like keep out signs and stay off the rocks signs like everywhere. You do actually find a door. It's quite stuck.
Oh.
Are you gonna open it anyway or?
Well, I'm gonna jiggle it around. Maybe give it a little kick or two, see if it budges.
Okay. You jiggle it around and give it a few kicks, but it doesn't really do anything. It's an old wooden door, but it's pretty stuck.
Okay.
Do you want to keep looking around?
Yeah. What other areas are there?
I'm not making your make a kick some ass roll in a door.
I could.
Not unless it's like the most indomitable
door
ever.
I don't think that would be that kind of roll. So, okay, so you sort of walk around the outside of this big fort until you see what looks like sort of a, there's some spots along the walls of this fort that look like they might be able to, you might be able to climb them up. You want to try?
Oh, I'm definitely going to do that.
Okay, this time I am going to make you make a roll.
Oh, cool. All right.
I am going to have you act under pressure.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Alrighty, so I'm gonna go ahead and roll 2d6.
This is our first roll of the game. Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's not good.
Mark experience.
Well, hold on. She still adds stuff to it first, doesn't she?
Oh yeah. Do you have any?
I have minus one. Cool.
Okay. Oh. Okay. So she rolled a 6, which is a failure, and then she got a 5, which is even
still
more of a failure. So mark experience.
Okay.
So you try to climb up this wall. And for your trouble, you start to climb up and Elise is sort of watching you going, Sammy, I don't think this is a good idea. What are you doing?
Oh, it's fine. I got this. It's all good.
Okay. I'm going to stand back here just in case, you know? So as you're climbing up this big old wall, suddenly your hand sort of slips. One of the old bricks that's holding this wall in place turns as you grab it, and the whole side of the wall collapses down. You are able to step off. You are able to sort of like ride it down and sort of get off. You take no harm, but you have collapsed a part of an ancient wall. Congratulations. Oh, no. What do you do next?
I guess I just kind of stand in the bricks and I just look at Elise and I'm just kind of like, it was an accident?
An like, accident? Just, you broke a wall!
I didn't know it was going to do that.
I mean, it's like 400 years old. What else was it supposed to do?
It was supposed to keep me up. I mean, they built these things to stay upright, right?
400 years ago.
Well, it should still
Sammy,
be.
Go. We can't keep doing this.
Okay, fine. I'll agree with you this time. Yeah, that was okay.
Okay. So you're going to go ahead and head out. As you guys are starting to leave, you see a boat come through. Which is weird because Sammy, you've probably been around here before. Like you've looked around this sort of area. You've never seen any boats next to the fort unless they're like, you know, like park services or something like that. Like some sort of official thing to like make sure there's no people in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a boat go through, and someone starts to look over to you guys. What do you do?
I'm gonna like grab Elise and like put her down so we're like hiding behind anything that's like right there so we can watch.
Okay. So you guys sort of what part of the wall that you just collapsed? You hide behind part of the destroyed wall, and you see this guy on a airboat skiff. You see a large man with a big bushy beard and a small boy. Not a small boy, but a young guy in the back. You can tell from his general shape. He's a younger fellow. The boy doesn't look particularly happy to be there. He's sort of like holding onto the boat. This is probably his first time he's ever been in an airboat before. And you see them sort of come up to an area, sort of an inlet on the edge of the swamp, or on the edge of the island that you guys are on. There's sort of an inlet, and they go up on there, and you lose sight of them.
Come on, Elise, we gotta follow them. There's never anybody out here except me.
Are you kidding me? He could be like a human trafficker or something.
But then we better follow him so we could catch him.
Oh, you're insane, but fine.
Might be insane, but I'm right.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll find out. If we get kidnapped, I'm blaming you.
Okay.
So you guys walk over these crumbly bits of wall that have fallen down over time and around the edge until you get to the inlet. And by the time you get there, there's no boat. And you don't really understand how that could happen. But there's no boat, there's no boy. The water in the area is sort of swirling around like there's been something there recently, but there's nothing there now. What do you do?
I mean, Elise, you saw that boat, right? I mean, it was right here, wasn't it?
Yeah, unless we're both hallucinating. It seems unlikely.
Where could it have gone? I mean, do you have any ideas, Elise?
I have no idea. I didn't want to follow it in the first place, but now that we're here, I mean, we could go down there?
Yeah, no, we probably... I mean, what if that guy really is in trouble? That boy? I mean, he didn't look like he was happy to be there.
Okay. I'm going to make you do a investigate a mystery roll.
Oh, yikes. Okay. Alrighty, here goes. Hopefully this one's a little bit better. Oh, gosh.
What are your pluses for this?
Investigate a mystery. I have plus one, so it gets it to a six.
Yeah, okay.
Still a failure.
So you guys sort
struggling.
Of make your way down.
She gets the mark experience again.
Yeah, mark experience again.
Cool.
So you guys make your way down into this inlet, and you see some stonework that sort of goes into the edge of the sort of a cliff face area, but you see some like odd looking stonework, and so you go over to it, and you're sort of standing very, very close on this like very narrow wall, sort of on this area, and Elise sort of edges out after you and says, "Sammy, I don't think we should be on this. We're gonna break the wall again."
I mean, it can't break twice in one day, right?
This isn't lightning, Sammy. It can strike twice.
Okay, well,
just
be careful on your footing.
And just as she says that, you feel something crumble underneath your feet. And the wall around you starts to fall on top of you. And I'm going to make you make an act under pressure roll.
Okay. Do I decide what I'm going to do before I roll or after?
Yeah, tell me what you're going to do to get out of it, but go ahead and roll.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to try because obviously I'm going to make Elise
my
priority.
You guys are like over the water, by the way.
Is her part of the wall crumbling too?
The whole wall is starting to crumble.
Okay, so then I would dive for Elise and try to knock her onto like the land part so she doesn't fall in.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, that one's much better. but I do have minus one cool, so it's a 7.
So you still get a mixed success. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. You have a mixed success, so you get to do what you wanted to do. But there's going to be a problem, but this is how we're going to resolve that. You push Elise back onto dry land.
Mm-hmm.
But the wall comes crumbling down on top of you, and you
Yikes.
Are knocked into the water.
Okay.
Yeah, you are knocked into the water. And with stones on top of you, sort of pulling you down, it's a pretty shallow area here, so mm-hmm. you hit the bottom pretty quickly, but the air is knocked out of you. You start to struggle with this sort of rock, this big old rock that's coming down on top of you, and as soon as you get it off, another one comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you are sort of about to have, you're about to be like unconscious.
Have problems.
You feel a hand on your wrist, and someone pushes the rock off of you, and you are driven back to the surface, where you break the water with a big gasp of air.
Yeah.
I am gonna make you take one harm for that, though.
That's fine. So you know. I'll mark that.
You're gonna need to rest a little bit before you're able to.
Mm-hmm.
So you look to see who your saver was, and it's Elise.
Oh wow!
And she says, "Sammy, we're going now."
Okay, Elise, fine.
So she sort of helps you limp to the other side of the island where you guys have hidden your boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little like inflatable boat with a little motor on the end.
I love that.
Yeah. You guys drive back toward where your home is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's our introductions. And now we have reached a portion where you're going to call investigations. So Agent Whiskey.
Yeah.
I want to know, after being told everything by the captain, what are you going to do and where are you going to go next?
So I am going to go investigate, what was the wife's name again?
Diane.
I'm just going to go to Diane, go to their house and, try and question her. See,
okay.
So
you are going to go talk to Diane.
Okay.
So you, punch it into your phone. And you get into your government car and mm-hmm. drive to a little farther south towards the local power plant. She sort of lives in that area.
Okay.
Sort of in, if you're looking at your map, it's in between the power plant and Mangrove Beach is
okay,
where
so
she
down
lives.
In that region. Okay.
She lives in sort of a we'll call it a trailer park.
Okay.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
You find her, you have to ask around and sort of see where she lives because it's not a very well-managed trailer park.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But you eventually find her trailer. It's a big sort of silver vehicle. That's the right word, right? Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
one
I know
of those
what you're talking
big
about, yeah.
silver things. You knock on her door. Thank you for the sound effect.
For the Foley work. Oh, yeah, so I'll knock on her door.
Okay, so you knock on her door, and you hear a voice from inside say, "Go away!"
I'm just trying to think again. Is it evening or morning, midday? What time is it?
It is about midday, yeah.
Okay, good afternoon, Mrs.
Williams.
Mrs. Williams, I'm here to talk with you about that incident that happened up in Big Gator Swamp.
She opens up the door. I already talked to Captain Jolene about this. She says it was a gator. A gator.
I pull out my badge and kind of flip it quick at her and then put it back away. I'm like, I work with the government, ma'am. This kind of thing is kind of my specialty. I'm just here to get some information from you, see what you saw and. You know, I'm just here to look into this. You know, I just want to help.
Okay. I am going to have you make a investigate a mystery.
All right. Roll. So that is a plus what?
Plus sharp.
All right. Plus sharp. So I get a plus one on that. Oh. Ooh.
Oh, guys, these rolls.
Yikes.
We're starting to suffer.
I got a four. So even though I get a plus one, it's still
a
failure.
It's still a fail. Yep.
She's gonna slam the door
we'll
in your
let
face
our,
or something.
Keeper
make sure to mark experience.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yes, experience. Nice.
She sort of looks up at you and says, "Look, I don't care who you're with. If you're not interested in, if you're not interested, I'm in hearing my story. I'm not interested in talking to you." And she slams the door in your face.
Ouch.
Hmm.
Called it.
Just an aside thing, I was interested in hearing her story, but I failed at explaining that to her. Hmm.
Yes, that's what failure means.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to bring my... What are some of my other moves? I'm trying to think if I have other moves I might be able to use to my advantage here.
If
to try
you look
and...
at your... Yeah.
No, I'm saying the bass moves. Like,
oh,
I don't have my phone on me. I'm
the bass moves are kick some ass, act under pressure, help out, investigate a mystery, manipulate someone, protect someone, read a bad situation, and use magic.
Could he manipulate someone through the door?
I could try, but I'm really bad at that one. I have minus one charm.
Plus charm.
Yeah, and I have minus one charm.
Yikes.
I mean, but you're like a powerhouse. You
can
just
bust
the door down.
I was going to say, I can kick some ass. But I don't think my character wants to play it that way.
He's probably not authorized to go breaking and entering everywhere.
I do have. One of my advantages for my agency is official pull, so I could probably like tell the cops to like leave off and stuff, you know.
So do you want to try to like have the cops bring her in?
I might try that. I'm gonna see if I can try again one more time first.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think about how I want to play it though. Let's see here. I mean, I could try. Could I try a separate investigative mystery role? Well, no, because I was thinking along
that.
The lines of like check through her trash, but like that's not going to help at all. So, no. And I guess I'll go for a manipulate and just cross my fingers. I get a really good roll.
Okay.
And then
ahead.
If that fails, I'll have to tell the cops to bring her in and talk to me.
All right, go ahead and give it a try.
So I will attempt to manipulate her through the door. Should I try and figure out what I say before or after I know that I fail? Because I'm essentially going to try and, like,
yeah,
just
yeah,
coax
yeah,
her
give
to
me
talk
the flavor
me
first.
So, ma'am, I do want to hear your story. I'm just trying to get information. I do seriously want to look into this and, you know, see what happened out there, you know?
Okay.
And then, let's see here. Okay, so I still get a mixed success. Oh,
okay.
I get a mixed success, yeah.
You do get a mixed success.
Yeah, 7.
Okay.
I got an 8 minus 1. 7.
Okay, so on a 7 to 9 for a mixed success, they'll do it, they'll whatever you want, but only if you do something for them right now to show that you mean it.
Okay.
If you ask too much, they'll tell you what, if anything, it would take for them to do it.
Okay.
So she opens the door of Scooch and says, "Fine, prove it to me."
How can I prove it to her without? And it's not going to be anything extravagant. I'm not going to like tell her exactly who I am, but I got to find a way to prove it.
You can do something like that.
Well, I'm not going to, though. I'm not going to tell her exactly who I am and who I work for. Oh, well, I guess what I could say is, ma'am, like I said, I mean, it's my specialty look into things like this. You know, from what Jolene told me, this you didn't seem to think that this was just a gator. And that's the kind of thing I look into is mysteries that don't exactly have an answer, a clear-cut answer.
You some kind of X-Files, Men in Black type?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. We look into things that don't seem to be solved by first glance.
Uh-huh. Fine, come on in. So she invites you into her trailer. It's pretty small. You see, she's made some kind of little shrine to Larry with a bunch of pictures and candles.
That's so sad.
In a trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. That's sort of sitting on the kitchen counter.
So I'm going to make a quick aside, like, not my character, but me. Like, I really want to, like, find this guy now and, like, save him.
Good luck with that.
I feel bad. But I doubt that we're going to, but, you know.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
He
kind of got nashed already.
Okay, so she points to a little sort of bench near the kitchen area and says, "Sit down."
I do so.
So go ahead and ask your first question.
So, I guess the whole point I'm really here is to hear your story of events of what exactly happened. I just wanted you to tell me everything in as much detail as you can. I know it's hard, you know, considering what happened, but I just like to know the details and see if you can tell me what you saw.
All right. Okay. Hear me out. I know. Jolene probably told you it was a gator,
correct.
It was. But it was more than... I've never seen a gator this big. This thing looked more like a dinosaur.
All right.
It had big,
so?
Sharp claws. Its head was the size of a normal gator.
Okay.
Look, I've seen big gators. I know what gators look like, Mr. FBI or Men in Black or whatever you are.
You can call me Mr. Olafsson.
Olafsson?
Yeah.
What are you, from Norway or something?
Something like that.
Whatever. Fine. Mr. Olafsson. This thing, it looked like it had armor plating. Like, I only saw it for
you
a second,
like,
or two, but it looked like it had it looked like it had these ridges and scales, and I don't know. It was huge.
All right, so it was a big gator, but it wasn't a gator, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it's something bigger than a gator. Like, this is some kind of like ancient prehistoric monster, dinosaur, or something. And Jolene won't listen to me. She thinks it's just some big gator, and she's gonna send out some poor park ranger to go find it to make sure I'm not making stuff up. But I'm not making stuff up. This thing swallowed my husband and his kayak whole.
So you're saying it was able to take him in one bite?
Yeah.
And you're sure it wasn't just a big gator? From what your story, what you're telling me, it was something more.
At that point, she kind of starts sniffling, and she looks over to her little shrine, and she starts sort of whimpering.
My character's not really equipped for this.
It stole my husband.
Well, I go over and I pat her on the shoulder, and say, "I'm here to look into that."
Don't
ma'am.
Touch me.
I stop touching her. I'll go out with the park ranger if it makes you feel better. It sounds like it's maybe something. It could just be a gator, but it could not be. So
okay,
I'll go take a look at it for you, ma'am.
Fine, but you better be careful, because that thing's fixing to eat everything in the park.
I'll be careful, ma'am.
Okay. So after that, you go ahead and head out.
Okay.
And we are going to go back to Henry.
Oh, something really quick I just thought about.
What's that?
So one of my highlighted ratings was sharp. So does that mean when I investigated a mystery earlier, I got an experience for that too? Because isn't that how highlighted ones work?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a second one then, because I made an investigative mission.
Yeah, if you made anything, Hannah, make sure you mark that too.
Yeah, my highlighted ones are charm and tough, so I didn't use
those. Okay, so you didn't use any of those
yet.
Okay.
No.
maybe that's why Andrew wanted you to kick some ass on the door.
Yeah.
No, I actually didn't know what her highlighted ratings were, so I just wanted her to kick a door down.
Okay.
Another time.
You know she's a normal teenage, or a normal 20-something-year-old female, right?
No, she seemed pretty spunky. You know, she seemed like she could try and kick a door
Well,
down.
I mean, she's got...
I can try.
She's got secret cult
I
training.
Succeed,
she could totally
but I
can
try.
Okay, so we're going back to Stanley and Henry. But this moment is going back to right before Sammy came up upon you guys in the inlet. Stanley sort of nudges Henry and looks up at him, and he says, "Hey, watch this one." And he pushes a button on his boat, and you see the water start sort of flowing downward, like you're heading towards some kind of waterfall. So I imagine you're probably going to brace for impact.
Yeah, at this point, I'm seeing this, and on one hand, I'm like, what the heck is going on? On the other hand, the analytical, you know, conspiracy part of my brain is going, what the heck is this? This could literally be the coolest moment of my entire life. What is
yeah,
going on?
Yeah, so the boat tips over the edge of this waterfall area, and you sort of go down this slide that goes under that the wall cliff section that Sammy was standing on a couple minutes later. And then it's complete darkness for a couple of seconds, but you're still sort of sliding down whatever this sort of water slide is. And then the thing closes up behind you, and it's dark for a couple of seconds. And you hear Stanley hit another button on the boat, and some lights start lighting up along the edge of this tunnel. And You are now in an underground water tunnel underneath of this fort. You see areas around that look like they used to be like ancient fort areas, but you also see like poured concrete and steel rebar holding it up. Like someone has come through and like intentionally made this in the 21st century.
Okay. Hmm.
Do you have any questions?
My question, like, I do have one actually. He is known about the Dragon Knights, but like his knowledge of it, is that like, does he know everything, or has he just heard rumors, or, you know, just like hearsay by relatives? Because depending on his level of knowledge right now, that, you know, that will have a bearing on his reaction coming up.
You know the basics.
Okay. But I'm guessing I didn't know about this super secret underground, whatever it is.
No, you probably didn't know that. You know that your uncle is a Dragon Knight.
Yeah, I know.
But you don't know any of this stuff.
Okay, all right.
You've never been here before.
All right then. So yeah, I've just hit the ground. I've just hit the bottom, and I'm sitting here like my worldview has just been expanded so much.
Stanley turns around and he says, "How about that, huh?"
And I stare at him. My mouth is hanging open like a fish, and I'm just like I just nod slowly because on the one hand I'm like, I am so excited right now. On the other hand, I cannot form words to move from my brain to my mouth, so I just nod.
he nods too. He says, "I thought you'd like that." So he keeps motoring this airboat down through this water tunnel. Slowly you get to a more lit up open area, and he parks the airboat at a dock and then steps off into the sort of cave area, and you see a tunnel ahead of you. He takes you down the tunnel, and then he says, "Let me show you your room." And you actually pass a couple of different like rooms that have stuff in them, and they're like weird stuff. It's like you see rooms with like that are like just full of weapons. Like, just weapons. You see a room that is devoted to weapons, and it's stuff from, like, ancient-looking flails to, like, swords, and you've also got, like, shotguns and other types of, like, guns.
Let me just say right now, I'm a bobblehead. My eyes are going all over the place, okay? Yes, I am totally a bobblehead right now, because conspiracy theorist brain is like, "Well, I knew it was some secret, but I didn't know, like, wow, okay."
You also see rooms that are set up like chemistry stations. Like, there's little vials like of things, and there's big whirring machines, and you see a machine that looks like an X-ray machine. But there's, like, medical stations throughout this area. There's a couple of different rooms that just look like rooms, or like storage closets and stuff. And then you see a long, dark hallway where you hear something growl in the distance, and some strange, it doesn't sound like a dog or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley sort of pushes you past that particular room.
Yeah, and I'm trying to brace my feet and like crane my head. What the heck was that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he keeps pushing you past. He shows you to a room that kind of looks like a library. He opens the door. It's like there's books everywhere, but there's also a bed inside there and a dresser. So you immediately get the impression that someone turned a library into a bedroom.
Okay.
And Stanley sort of nervously opens the door and says, "Well, this is home sweet home for the next few months for you."
And I am still in dumb shock at this point, so I walk across the throat, and I'm seeing everything, and the fact that they have stuffed this room full of so many books has made my own heart just be like, can you just leave me alone for about a week so I can absorb literally everything I see right here? But, you know, he's open, and then I look up at him, and I just go, "Uncle Stanley, what the heck is going on here?"
Your daddy told you about the Dragon Knight stuff, right?
He mentioned I mean, but he knows I he knows what I think about that whole thing. I mean, it. I'm sorry. I.
Right. I know. You're a little young to be like out and doing stuff, but it's all right. Don't worry too much about it. But yeah, we are the local Dragon Knights. We take care. Thornvale is a very interesting place. I'm sure you'll see. Before you're able to get another word in edgewise, you hear a sort of creaking from the hall, sort of a squeaky sound, and a man in a wheelchair wheels himself into the room. And he's a Hispanic-looking man. He has, like, short-cropped black and salt-and-pepper gray hair. He's got a little goatee. He also looks like he's in pretty good shape, but obviously he is in a wheelchair. His legs are sort of, like, secured to the edge so they won't move around. And he looks up at Stanley and he says, "Stanley, I need you to come take a look at something." And Stanley turns around and he says, "What is it, Miguel?" And he says, some girls just came by and took out the wall again. I need you to go.
Common occurrence, I guess.
I need you to go fix it, man, because I'm getting tired of putting it back together. And Stanley just sort of shakes his head and goes, "All right, fine. Look, why don't you settle in here? And I'm going to go fix the door. This is Miguel. He's my partner. Miguel, this is Henry. He's my nephew."
And I just sort of like wave in a daze, like, "Hi." Because I don't do the handshake thing because that's, you know.
Human interaction.
That's like requires touch, and I'm like, "Hi," and I'm still processing literally everything that has been dumped on me.
He wheels towards you and holds out his hand, and then like puts it down because you don't take it.
Yeah, I just like he comes forward. I take a slow step backwards.
What, you never seen a man in a wheelchair before?
No, it's uh-huh. not that.
I'm just kidding with you. I'm kidding with you, son. It's all right.
Your truth is, you're reminding me of, never mind. Not important.
Oh. I'm sorry. Look, why don't you get settled? We'll come back in a little while and we'll talk. All right.
Well, either way, I am stuck down here until something else happens. So I suppose the best thing I can do.
Be careful what you wish for. With that, we are going to go back to Sammy. So Sammy is at home. Elise is. Sort of sitting in your room. She's like sitting in like your computer chair in your room. You are sort of on your bed propped up with a ice bag on your ankle. You get a call. And just like the agent, you know who this call is coming from. But it's just because you have caller ID.
Great.
So you read the caller ID and, you immediately know that it's from the Order. What do you do?
Oh geez. Well, I don't want Elise to hear what I'm going to talk about, because I know that she doesn't want to know, essentially. And I'm supposed to keep everything very secret. So I'm going to say, I have to go to the bathroom. Just give me a second.
Okay. So you, your ankle's starting to feel a little bit better now. It's been long mm-hmm. enough. Go ahead and remove that harm.
Okay. So I'm just going to hobble over to the bathroom to take the call yeah. and talk really quietly.
Yeah. So you're starting
like
to feel
with
better.
My hand
the ice
over
is
my
done
mouth.
Its job. You weren't like super hurt to begin with.
Yeah.
So you hobble into the bathroom and, you shut the door behind you and answer the phone.
Hello, this is Sammy.
Sammy, do you have like a boss? Like, can I?
Yeah, I was just gonna look that up because I know I I made that. I just can't remember who it was.
Yeah,
oh, they're
right.
Colors. So the people go by color names.
Right.
So
who's your immediate color boss?
Green and blue are the ones who give out the orders.
Okay. Sammy, this is Green. How are you, darling?
Oh, well, it could be better. How are you?
Uh-huh. I'm doing well. I just got a call from our contacts in the police department where you are, and they say something has happened in the Big Gator Swamp, and we want you to go look at it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll get to that right away.
Okay. Do you want to ask any questions?
Yeah, I mean, I do have any leads on any... Actually, side note, I do have a role that I have to do when you're in good standing with your sect.
Yeah, I forgot that you and the professional both have one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to roll to deal with the agency. I don't know if mine earlier, though, would have classified as one.
Is that like a... At the beginning of your the turn thing?
I guess you have to read what yours specifically says. Mine just says when you deal with the agency requesting help or gear, making excuses for failure. So like, if I'm trying to ask them for something or have to tell them why I failed, that's when I make my role. Hers, I think, is a lot different.
Mine says when you are in good standing with your sect at the beginning of each mystery, roll plus charm. On a 10 plus, they provide some useful info or help in the field. On a 7 and 9, you get a mission associated with the mystery. And if you do it, you'll get some info or help too. So you have to do the mission to get the info or help. And then on a miss, they ask you to do something bad.
Okay. This is that time. So go ahead and roll that.
Okay. It's a 7 plus 1 charm, so an 8.
Okay, so 7 and 9. You get a mission associated with a mystery.
Cool.
So Green says, "All right, Sammy, this is what you're going to have to do. I need you to go into the Big Gator Swamp and take care of the problem there. We've been told that it's some kind of large alligator-type monster. We don't know exactly, but it seems like it's something up your alley, and I'm going to... I'm gonna have you go take care of it."
So you want me to eliminate the monster?
Yes, I do.
Great.